Back to our GeoQuiz now. We're checking out a story in India that involves radioactive waste. So India is the answer. The case we're focusing on involves an old piece of scientific equipment from the University of Delhi. The machine was auctioned off for scrap, but no one handling it knew it contained a radioactive metal called cobalt-60. Workers dismantling the machine were exposed to dangerous radiation. One of them died, and several others are critically ill. Police authorities, as well as India's Atomic Energy Regulatory Body, are investigating the incident. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar is following the story. Sanjoy, fill us in. Do authorities know yet why the university didn't alert the buyers that the machinery contained this cobalt-60?
Well, that's exactly the nature of their investigation, basically trying to find out how this came into the marketplace in the first instance, because clearly the people who were handling it had no idea that they were handling material that, A, was extremely dangerous and had to be handled very, very carefully. The university, for its own part, is actually going through an internal inquiry. That's mainly, first of all, to find out what happened. Why was it that nobody actually realized that this material was in there and was dangerous? And secondly, of course, to try and see what kind of safeguards need to be built into the university system so that something like this doesn't happen again.
Scrap metal is big business in India. Is there a place in New Delhi where these metal dealers are clustered? What's this neighborhood like?
This place in Delhi, it's actually west of the capital. It's an area in West Delhi called Mayapuri, which is a large industrial area, and it's the city's largest scrap metal market. And as you say, this is big business. So you find this not just in Delhi, but across India, where basically you have workers stripping apart just about anything, automobiles, machinery, anything which is basically broken down, often broken down by hand. A lot of the people who work here are quite young. No protective gear is used at all. A lot of time there are just people, wearing sort of flip-flops on their feet, using their bare hands or some basic rudimentary tools to go about their business as they take things apart. They come in contact with all kinds of materials on a regular basis. And of course, then these things are then piled in separate heaps, which are then resold to end users. So it's big business. In fact, in the west coast of India, there is the world's largest ship breaking yard. It's a place called Alang, where once ships, outlive their life, they're brought here literally to be broken down.
Do you get a sense that authorities are also feeling that this episode with death and sickness has now raised a new concern over how India handles radioactive material?
There's no question that it's raised a major question on whether, in fact, there's enough awareness among the general public, but even among people who should be knowing a little more than they appear to, people at the university, as we've seen, people in areas where they're likely to come in contact with this material. And in general, there's a larger question of whether India's becoming a vast dumping ground for hazardous waste materials.
Right.
It's not just radioactive material, but of course, all kinds of material that ends up in India or is used by, say, hospitals, for instance, which could then, be dumped and just, become a major threat to the safety of people who come in contact with it.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar in New Delhi. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.